Now James is dismayed and sorely afraid, and says of three kingdoms he so is betrayed, that he thinks it is best for him now to rest, and let the three kingdoms go along with the test for King William. For brave England is gone, and has left him alone, and Scotland has quite thrown him out of his throne, which makes him to swear, and most sadly to stare, to think how he's forced for to run like a hare in the bogs now. He begins for to think, now he has lost all his chink, that if in the bogs he should chance for to sink, the coin would be spent that the French king has lent, and he shall be paid when he fasts the next Lent in a hopsack. The queen doth complain that the French king in vain has sent so much money and gets no more gain, which makes him presume and most sadly to fume, to think that brave Schomberg has gave James his doom for King William. Louis doth repent so much money he has sent, thinking the heretics all to prevent, but now he doth begin to stroke down his chin, for fear it should make him look pitiful thin against James too. But now to prevent brave Schomberg's intent, he resolves the Prince of Wales shall be sent with an army of men that shall make them to run to the devil or further before they have done with the Tyler. Should the Prince of Wales come with his pike and his drum, he then must be clothed much like a nun. He must come civil, not like pope nor devil, and then they will give him a rattle and fiddle with a cradle. And James he doth say that the young prince and he shall fare both alike in the box for to be. Then Louis and my queen, they all shall be seen to run as far out of France as e'er they were in from King William. But the Dauphin does say, if the prince gets the day, that he shall go forward in battle and fray, then his fame shall rebound and gallantly sound, and he in Ireland then shall be crowned by the papist. James is in a sad case to be turned out of place, and a young tile be put into the royal race. We may well think he has lost all their chink, when a young tile comes that will make him stink, foolish papist. But James he doth say he will not give way unto the young Perkin before it is day, before he'll be schooled and thus basely fooled. Unto brave Schomberg he'll turn tail and hold for King William. Our late queen and Louis they now do repent that James into Ireland ever was sent, to cause so much care since he has been there. But yet all is lost, they greatly do fear by King Jemmy. And now to conclude, poor James is undone. He has lost his three kingdoms, and away he must run, if he could but tell where, for to find the Pope's chain. For Louis and Mary he need not to care, nor young Perkin. For James he doth find his friends are unkind, he bids them adieu and must leave them behind. For I hope in short space King William takes place, and will drive all the Irish papists to grass in the bogs too.